plastic.
And welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, that's Devil Radio, and also 1580 AM here in Madison, but 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw.
Caw-caw!
Hey man, what a week, huh? The U.S. Supreme Court eviscerating America.
Supreme.
Wow. I mean, I was like, wow, that was quite a bit of stuff that you just had to wait till the very end here just to pile on, huh? I don't know if anybody doesn't know what the definition of eviscerate, the first thing it talks about is the disembowelment, which is what they just did to America. They disemboweled democracy and this idea of a great nation. First thing I saw was, teachers, you can lead your students in prayer in public schools. Oh, and by the way, you parochial schools that don't pay any taxes and anything, you can also use some of those taxes from the public to run your radical schools.
And as you're leading the prayer, have your gun handy, right?
Yes, and then, of course, the football player, or the coach, who went out to the midfield and led the whole stadium in prayer from his knee. But don't you remember Kaepernick took a knee too, man? And look, wow. So that's not cool. Taking a knee for police brutality and injustice in America. Don't take a knee for that, but take a knee for this country that was established on the freedom of religion, not the oppression of it, which is why they left England. They didn't want to be persecuted no more. But guess not. Now, persecution from the right, the far right, the religion. Oh, my God. Did I just say, oh, my God? Planet.
You did. There
you go. My grandchildren. Oh, nature and all of humanity. Because this is really happening right now. Okay, so yeah, you get past that part. And then it was, New York City. Hey, yeah, no, guns have more rights than the people that don't want to be shot on the streets of New York City. So they expanded gun rights. Then they restricted the rights of women by overturning Roe v. Wade. Right? Everybody knows that. Even though I think it was like 70% of the nation said, we don't want to go that route. Then what came after that? Let's see. Was it... if you're one of these poor people... And I know, because I know people that are involved in this, trying to help poor people when they're in trouble with the law, and a lot of it's really small compared to the crimes that these white-collar criminals and judges that are doing right now, right? So expanded the gun rights, and they took away, then they decided that they assign a lawyer to you, and the lawyer says, hey, the best thing we can do is to strike a deal with the prosecutor, and the prosecutor and the defense guy are, they're going to go out and have lunch after it's done. And the person ends up not getting represented well. And then they appeal that and they want a new trial. No, we're not going to allow that anymore. When it's done, it's done. So if you get yanked by the lawyers and you think that you had a poor defense and they didn't represent you well, you can no longer request to have an appeal to have a second trial. Didn't you know that, Jason?
I did not know that. And especially after all the, the appeals made in relation to the big lie, I was like, wow.
Oh, what do you mean appeals? All these guys got to do, all these privileged people and powerful and wealthy people. I plead the fifth. You can't plead the fifth when we go to court. Wow. And then last but not least, we're going to rule with those fossil fuel companies and we're going to hamstring the Environmental Protection Agency. Now it's all across the nation. First, we saw it happen in Wisconsin. We watched Wisconsin get disemboweled. And then we saw the court in Wisconsin rule in favor of Preen, who did not win an election, whose term limit was up on the DNR. Guaranteed, if a Democrat did that the next time around and it went to the Supreme Court, they'd boot him out. You see what we're looking at here in America? I don't think people still know how god-awful this is and how much worse it's going to get. Here in Wisconsin, we had Ron Johnson. You know, well, first of all, let's go back to Scotty Fitzgerald reserving a room in the Capitol. I believe it was December 14th, but maybe, Scott, if you're listening. Nah, you aren't listening, are you, Butterball? You're on your, what? These people don't work.
A 10-month break.
Man, and I don't even get that mad anymore when I'm watching this. I laugh because it's like, wow, that's the best way I can keep my stress down. I don't want to, you know, but I knew this was coming. So it's like my anger and my frustration was taken out early. Back in 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, what is it now, 22? I'm not backing away from all this. And what was really horrible was watching what the Democrats and what Joe Biden, you know, did to make deals with the devil. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just remember how everybody came out screaming about, oh, how they overturned the woman's right to choose. Yet Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and James Clyburn all decided to go with the pro-gun, anti-abortion Democrat Henry Cuellar down in Texas because, you know, because that's how you win, right? And Nancy Pelosi spending all this money from the DCCC or whatever to try and boost up the far right candidates to try and make it easier for Democrats to win? Man, when is it time for her to go? What kind of strategy is that? That's somebody that's so privileged they're out of touch and don't understand how people are suffering. She can get away with it, man, because she's in a district that's probably gerrymandered for her ass, too. Everybody's got $200,000 a year and up. They're going to go with her, man. They're going to go with the free life that they all call us if we don't have enough to make it through in this great land of ours. And then Joe Biden, yeah, he made a deal with McConnell, and so he's going to appoint a you know, anti-abortion federal judge. Those guys don't, once they're on, man. They don't get elected. What is this country, man? This is not democracy. When your judges can be bought and paid for, and they're so corrupt and immoral. No ethics. Remember when the Republicans always talked about the ethics and the family values? What, swapping families? Like I've seen so many of you guys do now?
Yeah, those talking points, well, I think they still try to bring them up once in a while. They just don't hold a lot of water.
Oh, well, you know, I hey, anybody out there want to call in? 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear the conservative viewpoints today. But what I want people to understand, and the mission I'm going to go on now is, okay, these far right people that are all angry and out of control, and they're violent as hell, man. We're seeing it, right? Don't give me that far left stuff. I'm reading posts from people saying, oh, 19 people killed and 2,000 officers assaulted. You know, when are we going to towns burn down, business? What movie are you watching, man? Yes, there were some businesses that were lit on fire. Late at night when you guys called the far left, when the anti-fascist crowd decided to hook up against the fascist crowd. And all white guys killing white guys is what happened during that Black Lives Matter summer. Right? It was all white guys. Rittenhouse walking and talking, still spewing his stuff. This is just... And still, I knew it was coming, but I mean, it's so grotesque and so disfigured and dysfunctional and evil.
It has to be called out, though. The reason you need to keep speaking on it and other people do is because it has to be called out. Because people forget otherwise. Because we're just inundated, Pizza Box. It's just the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. If we don't continue to hammer on the things that have happened that are wrong, people forget about it. And we can't have apathy. We've got to be engaged. This station is helping. And I'm proud to be a part of it because we have to do it. That's our job.
Well, unfortunately, this is war against the people and the planet and all of nature. These are crimes against man and nature. And we don't have anybody in place that's got the nads enough to do anything about it. I mean, I love watching these pundits. Oh, my God, did you see what happened this week in the hearings? And I'm like, you guys are surprised that Trump knew there was violence and weapons? What were you watching? I'm starting to think that when, you know, people don't care till it's too late, then they, oh, look what happened. Oh, boy. You didn't know this was coming. What's coming next is even worse, people. No longer waiting for the wheels to fall off the wagon of America. They're off. We're out of control. This is just, look, did you see the three cops and the police dog that got killed? They're going to serve a warrant on a guy that, you know, is beating his wife and whatever, and she has a restraining order on him there, so they're going to go get him. He ends up killing two officers, killing the dog. Then the third officer died. Three more of them injured. And then they take the guy in. Guess what color he was? Really? So white guys can just shoot cops now, and you're still going to what? Try and talk them down? Yeah. That makes me sick, man.
That stuff's...
And even though I don't like dogs trained to sniff for weed or any of that, man, yeah, whenever I see an animal get laid out by some stupid human, like so many people driving down the road with their cars, I mean, I care. It makes me sick, and my soul hurts every time I see an animal that I know didn't have to end up that way if somebody just slowed down or even care. Maybe next time. Go all the way. See, that's what we got to do, Jason. We got to go all the way. We can't half-ass this at this point. Or are we going to again? I think we probably will. I think my prediction that it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, and I don't know where that ends except evisceration, man. I'm disemboweling everything. The future of my grandchildren. I'm pissed about this. Okay, and Scott Fitzgerald reserved a room for all these high-ups in the... I think Spindell was in on that. Yeah, I think so. All these fake electors that were willing to try and fleece the people of their vote, of their choice, which, you know, gets me mad at the Democrats because they never let the Democratic voters choose who they really want, do they? Oh, I don't know about you guys, but I've been experiencing it for a while. Yeah, we don't like those liberal socialists. No, we'd rather go with the fascists or the corporatists, the ones in the middle, see? And then Ron Johnson tries to deliver those damn things. And everybody saw that, and they saw him faking like he was on the phone and lying and saying, I don't know why. Oh, who brought it to you? I don't know. Like, he wouldn't know. Like, he wouldn't ask. Jeez, this could never hold up in a real court of law, could it? With a fair judge? You know, the ones that they don't want to appoint, whatever, you know. I mean, it's just been robbed. The people have been robbed of their democracy right in front of their noses. And too many of you are okay with it. Okay, man, rock on. You're going to have a really good ride. See, my skin is thick and hard, even though I'm skinny. And, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Jason? I'm looking halfway decent. I mean, my blood is just gushing through my heart and soul and my veins. I'm ready to go. And other people are too, man. I'm ready to take it right to their doorsteps and confront them. No, we don't need nooses. We don't need guns or anything. All you need is the truth, man. You show up with the truth, man, and we'll run these people out.
I mean, the big thing here, people need to be able to coordinate and make a coordinated impact. And how do you do that? How do you get change against the people who really only give a crap about money? It's got to be a money hit.
Well, that would have to start with the media, who takes all this money. All I'm driving around listening to all these bogus ads, man. I almost swore. You know, blaming everything on this and that and socialism and Biden and Democrats. And it's like, what?
Yeah, the political ads, yeah.
I mean, no, you know, the corporations don't have anything to do with this. And the billionaire control on this society doesn't have anything. They made more money in the last three rounds on our asses than they ever had before when it's been really bad for us. Talk about immoral, unethical, and totally corrupt. And they're destroying our planet.
Yeah, to do it, yeah. I want to bring you back, man, to the DNR thing. Like this... I mean, come on.
Like to do is take a giant snapper and just bring it up to his nose.
How does that fly?
Easy. You got a corrupt Supreme Court in Wisconsin. You got it in D.C. as well.
But how?
You got it in any red state that has control. They're not supposed to be Republicans or Democrats. I hate it when they say, well, this is a Democratic judge. No, it isn't, because if I show up as a Democrat and I did something wrong, they're going to prosecute my ass, not let me go. Not let me pollute my neighbor's water. It's all over the place, man. We're really short on time. Not just because this is the fastest hour on radio. Oh.
How much longer before water becomes the most expensive resource? Because it is already, clearly.
I say it is already. It'll be more expensive than gas when we run out of gas, too.
Yeah, I wonder if people...
You know, gas needs water, right? Pretty soon, what, are you going to drink gas? I think pretty soon everybody's going to be hoofing it. Those that can. I still can, man. This is crazy. I don't know why I feel like I'm getting strong again. As soon as I get feeling too confident, I'll get whacked again. And I missed my appointment this week. I was at the, what? I had all kind. You know what? My memory. It's starting to go a little bit. Good thing I smoke a lot of pot to keep it together. I don't. Did you see Fox with their study on marijuana?
I did not.
Oh, it's awesome, man. You know, it just talks about all these stuff people showing up at the hospital with. And oh, yeah, it's just it causes so much damage and this and that. But, of course, we can't prove that. But you mentioned alcohol and cigarettes, but you didn't mention how many. Oh, my God. Okay, let's go through it. 480,000 people died from tobacco-related illnesses last year.
Okay.
What was it? It was 100,000 people died from legal pharmaceutical, you know, the fentanyl that grows out of the ground, right? Okay. So that killed 100,000. Alcohol killed 95,000. And I'll be damned if there wasn't one death from marijuana again last year. But all these illnesses and the psychological damage is the worst. It is. You could end up like Pizza Box Mike, where you're thinking. I mean, even you could admit that you're not smart, but you know that you're not stupid, right? That's who I am. I didn't want to become so smart. What? So smart that we're all using artificial intelligence to get through every day because it makes everything simplified? Man, my mom and I both struggle with, I don't know how to get this. And I don't really want to. That's why, from now on, when they tell me, you know, hey, can you want to do your appointment over the phone after you know, no, I don't want to do my cancer appointment over the phone. In case I have a question or I want to, hey, does this lump look kind of funny to you? Has it changed at all? No, I don't want to do it over the phone just because we're jammed during COVID and everything else. Look at the airlines, you know, and they're blaming it on this and that. And then the pilots union comes out and he says, man, they chumped us. They early retired a whole bunch of guys. You know, they just cleared out the ranks during COVID because they didn't want to pay. Remember? You bail out so you can pay people while you're down, shut down? How much? Has anybody checked into that $296,500 that Robin Voss took in the first go-around of the bailout? Because I saw a couple other legislators kind of got their thing in the ringer over this. And I see where they're falsifying records, you know, Boebert. By the way, Boebert, did you hear what she said? I'm tired of this church and state separate junk. That's what being in the Congress is, you dumbass. Oh, my God. It gets worse by the hour, people. They don't even know how stupid they are. We'll be back. Heartbreak. Woke up this morning.
So long, Jimmy Reed. So long, Muddy Waters. And so long, Howlin' Wolf.
Gotta stay hungry like the wolf. That's the only way to get through this. Gotta have the heart and soul of a wolf. You said we got a caller. You go ahead and open it up for me.
Okay. Yeah, man, we got. Excuse me, sorry, I was pushing some buttons.
That's probably my fault for going too early.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give me a second.
I've been known for going too early.
I like my slow fades. So you know, anyway. all right, we got Claudia here in the line.
All right. Thanks, Claudia. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, well, you know.
And it's like, where to begin?
Well, okay. I think 4th of July is now my least favorite holiday.
Well, I know it's my dogs.
But you know what? Thanks for that segue, because we were talking about it yesterday on Facebook, and I was like, man, all of nature and everything. I've seen does with their two little babies running all over the place, because a lot of animals are living in our suburbs now, if people haven't noticed. Why do I not pay homage to this flag? Well, this is when we gained our independence so that we could establish a new nation through genocide and slavery. Why should I be proud of that?
We could be a country that has only not been at war for 16 years of our entire existence.
Isn't that something? So, thank you.
Yes.
We're the most violent nation there is.
We really are in every way imaginable. And, you know, we get out of Afghanistan, everyone yells and screams, but I think they knew they were going into Ukraine. I don't think any of this just happens. I think there's planning here. I think they want to starve a lot of people in the world.
And I think that the president of Ukraine would probably be in close agreement with you. He's been asking for help, help. Yeah, a lot of talking, not much walking.
I think NATO should have gone in there. What the hell? Why didn't you get in there and fight it?
You know why? Because there's enough people left on this planet that figure, well, if it's not me, you know, I don't want Putin to destroy the world. He is destroying the world. No. And so is the United States Supreme Court and Congress and Senate.
You know, this Supreme Court, here's my feeling about it. I've been a legal secretary for many years, and I just came up on this a couple years back, but I do not think we need the Supreme Court in this country. We have Supreme Courts. The Seventh Circuit is the ninth.
Yep. Oh, did we
get to that level? Oh. You know, so what do we need these? They work directly for oligarchy. They always have. And I think, you know, now they're going to go turn something over in North Carolina that's going to basically make it so that the Republicans can win every election in every state without the most votes. So I just, it's something. And these were intellectuals, like, came out of college.
You're breaking up, but yes. I mean, everything that you just said. So, you got other callers, too? No.
Yeah, we got Northwoods Terry calling in. So
Northwoods Terry, put him on.
I know Claudia was on the move, so.
Yeah, something happened. She was breaking up.
But that's
there.
All right. Northwoods Terry is here, so we'll talk to him, too.
What's up, fella?
Yeah. Great show, as usual, fellas. I just got a friend of mine come up from Madison, delivered a capital cap times dated May 4th, 2022. And it talks about a state senator named Melissa Agard talking about cannabis in her article here.
She's my senator.
And here's what she says. Yeah, I would say she would be.
She is. Yeah.
But here's what she says about cannabis here. The most dangerous thing about cannabis is that it's illegal.
Right, exactly.
And then another point she makes, Wisconsin has increasingly become the island of prohibition, and we are missing out on more than $165 million in state revenue for every year we do not legalize.
I thought
that was worth saying.
Yes. I mean, and listen, she's been there from the start. I met her and her family at the beginning of the protests, and she became a senator after putting all this effort in. And she's the best senator we have in the state. I you know, she's a D.C. kind of candidate for me. But, you know, because, listen, I'm telling you that we can't, no matter how many good Democrats we might have in office, and I question some, okay, they don't go far enough. Stop with this nonsense about calling it a Christian nation, people. This country was established on the fact that it isn't controlled by a religion. Right? We have laws. And then you have the freedom to go to whatever church you want to go to. But, you know, they want to do this white God stuff on our asses. And it's gonna have to backfire, man. It's not real. Okay? We shouldn't be allowing, you know, religious schools to do stuff when we don't allow other people that have a different faith to do stuff or a different color of skin. Which reminds me, I mean, Brittany Griner going to prison. For they're like, oh, you know, transporting and what she had like less than a gram of hash oil. It's like one vape. That's like one cart. She had like two carts and together it was like about a gram. Oh my God, people.
Terrible.
But you know what? Get upset about that. But every day in this country, brown people get thrown into jail for having a freaking joint in their pocket.
A second point, Pizza Box.
Go for it. Or did you mean me?
Are you still there, Pizza
yeah,
Box?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Gotcha?
Yeah.
Okay, the second point, you like this. Watch out for turtles, a big sign. That big sign somebody painted, hand painted. Watch out for turtles. I knew you'd like that.
Well, and I've been seeing that. I saw a sign that says reptiles and amphibians, but it didn't stop somebody from hitting a painted turtle. But I have saved two snappers on that same section. So, yeah. Hey, thanks for calling again, Terry.
You bet. Yep. Bye.
All right. And I met Northwoods Terry down here in southern Wisconsin. Who's next?
Claudia's back.
Okay, Claudia. Are you stationary now?
I'm not, but I will be. I was just driving right outside of Cambridge, you know, on 12. I mean, why would that not have service?
Oh, hey, you know, the service, everybody's phones have been going haywire lately. Maybe it's these satellites crashing into the moon and stuff. I don't know.
Sure. I don't know. They're probably doing something, stealing votes or something.
I think artificial intelligence sounds stupid to me. I like you know, not artificial intelligence, like mine.
I agree. So anyways, you know what? This Supreme Court, we don't need them. We should get rid of them. That's my feeling. And
well, they aren't elected. So how is that democratic to appoint people that aren't elected and aren't held accountable to anything and can overturn and take us back 100 years?
Yeah, or more.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe more.
That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I always wanted to know what it was. I always wanted to know what it was like to be a Neanderthal. We're getting close.
Yeah.
Actually, I should just go ask Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert. They're Neanderthals.
Right. So these people, but I get so tired of hearing about, oh, let's enlarge it. Why? It's not a good institution for the people. It serves oligarchy. They do whatever those guys want. That's their political prostitutes, the oligarchy. So they don't do anything for this country. I'm like you. You know, I'm going to Colorado in 2 weeks because my little baby granddaughter is going to be 5 months old.
Awesome.
What world are these kids going to have?
Oh, hey.
Even, you know.
Well, the goal for me now is to live close enough to my grandchildren and my son and his family so that I can be there when those final, you know, rockets go off, whatever.
Hopefully
I'm
going to
be with my loved ones, man.
You know, yeah, I hear you. Mine are all over the place, too. But I was reading an article, and it was about some professors, and I can't remember the college, but they study this kind of stuff. And they said, we're not going to have a civil war, like which all the white supremacists would love. They said, it's going to be like what Ireland had. It's going to be like the trouble, where we just have this going on for years, you know, little things happening here and there. And I really think that is going to happen to this country, because where do we go from this? With the Supreme Court, after these elections where they steal them all, because the Supreme Court is helping, what is going to happen here?
More organized.
And these intellectuals say troubles, like Ireland.
It's organized chaos. They love that.
Yeah.
And I have ADHD, so it's probably easier for me to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I thought I heard you guys talking about cannabis. I am on my way to Illinois, so.
Yeah, well,
my beautiful home state.
Yeah, I don't want to go. I don't like going to Illinois anymore.
Well.
I like the black market, man.
I have friends.
Black market's good.
That's what I'm getting, black market in Illinois. So.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. You know, if the Republicans were smart, they'd make my world more miserable by legalizing it, and then it'd be taxed, and then I'd have to spend more. But no.
It's just the dumbest state, Wisconsin, because there's a lot of red ones that have legalized.
Yeah, Mississippi, Alabama.
Right. I mean, what is going on here? This used to be considered one of the smartest states in the union.
Yeah, that was before they destroyed public education and the environment and the farms and the jobs. And thanks again, Claudia. We're going to be going to a break. And, you know, it just
nice
it gets worse.
You.
Yeah, you too.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. It gets worse by the hour. Ugh. 1979, dude. That's my senior year. It seems like so long ago because it was. Yeah, Stevie, the Supreme Court picking from our cherry tree. What do you got on the line? I ain't gonna stand for it.
I haven't heard this one yet. Let me hear it.
No, we're not gonna stand for it. I think that's on the Musiquarium 2-disc album, man.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Never heard that one before. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I'll find some other ones.
Thanks for that. We got Joe, North and South.
North and South, Joe. Let her rip.
I am West by Southwest for a quarter.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you went south, you would not find my house, my friends. So if you ever find Arizona, look me up. Yeah, you know what, man? I thought Claudia made a lot of really good points.
Well, she should. She's smart.
That was a nice exchange. And but I think that, you know, this is I don't think we're going back to like the old days of you can't be a do nothing Democrat. You gotta step up to the pump, and you gotta, you know, if you're a man, you gotta man up, man. And
I'd rather go with the women, Joe. I'm pretty much sold on more women.
I understand, but you got to muscle up. I'll say it that way as a Democrat, because, you know, this like I can't even believe we're losing to these clown show Republicans with the, you know, their whole agenda is CRT, flat Earth, QAnon, I can't even believe that we've sunk this low to where we're getting out, you know, outfought, outperformed, out, you know, Joe Biden served the base. My God, he's working with Mitch McConnell right now to appoint a crazy Federalist Society judge, pro-life, you know, anti-abortion guy for a lifetime appointment. We just got done the stench of Henry Cuellar. you know, you look at all the clown leadership in the Democratic Party. It's not even the Democratic Party. There's nothing Democratic about it. They went and, you know, they installed Henry Cuellar down there instead of
reinstalled
Jessica.
Reinstalled him. He's been there.
Yeah. Great point. Great point. Yeah. Solid, man. So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just like, and we're not like the Republicans. You can't treat us like mushrooms and feed us, you know, feces to be nice and keep us in the dark because we aren't going to gag on, you know, like the Republicans, man. I mean, that's the dumbest stuff I've ever seen come down the road. And this is a problem. We are the most undeveloped party. We don't know what we're doing. The best thing we ever did was Republican health care. Barack Obama is a clown, okay? He didn't codify any of that stuff. We wouldn't even have to be here, but they sell us out every damn time. The corporate Democrats have sold us out. And I don't know. I wanted to get your take on that pizza box.
Got it, man. Thanks for calling. First of all, I don't call it critical race theory. I call it critical race truth or real American history. The problem is that they're indoctrinating our children to believe in WWH, which is the whitewashed history. I mean, hey, I'm the one that I don't think anybody that knows me or has heard me before, you know, is ever going to accuse me of being a loyalist. Okay. And there's a reason for that. They're not loyal to us. They're not loyal to the future of my grandchildren, man. That really ticks me off. By the way, thanks for that fine sponsor, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Ah, you got any music?
Oh, I wasn't ready.
Next week, yeah, I know. Next week, I'll set you up with, like, we'll do a, like, Jeff Beck.
What am I doing?
Some old Jeff Beck. Anyway, Jeff's Guitar Clinic.
I'll get you something before the end of the show.
Go to the website, man.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Jeffsguitar.com. And he's got all your, you know, if your guitar's sick, he can heal it for you. And he's building guitars and reasonably priced. When are we going to do that? What are you doing tomorrow, Jason? You got company or anything, you know, a couple hours or an hour, we could go out there and do our first podcast?
I can't. I'm going up to my folks and, you know, with the whole family.
No, that's good.
Getting away from some stuff. Not
no fireworks, right?
Not celebrating the 4th of July, but just getting away.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, just going to kind of unplug a little bit. So
that's awesome, though.
I got to unplug once in a while. You could also play an unplugged guitar solo if you're interested, you know? I mean,
sure.
Just saying.
I mean, I don't know. Best part about the last couple of weeks is my best friend is man, she's been like, hey, let's go to the park. We had a picnic. And so I'm going to go spend the 4th of July with her. And she does want to watch fireworks, which they're going to do them anyway, right? I can't do anything about stopping them, but I think they should be banned. I'm like, you know, Juneteenth is more of a freedom day for me than this bogus Independence Day, because I don't know what we're supposed to be independent of. What, critical thinking? Hey, then you got it. But I've always felt that way. I've always been like this flag, you know, that they fly in as they go to war. Every movie you've ever seen, not just here, but everywhere. Yeah, bring these flags, you know, we're divided. Let's conquer each other. Humans are the worst animal on the planet. I'm disappointed. And then there's humans that are like, some of the best animals I've ever met on the planet, too. And there's a lot of them. It's keeping me going, right? There's something to fight for. But I got to be honest, I'm really not anticipating a lot of success in the near future. Which really, I mean, that's disastrous for all of us. I went to Stoughton Fair, man. And there were all these people down there didn't know. I'm letting people know, you know, this might be the last year of the fair. What do you mean? Well, they want to take the dam out. Some guy wants to have some whitewater kayak thing here and, you know, pools and this will be a parking lot now. And what you're going to end up not doing 4-H and FFA and kids going to a carnival. You're going to throw all that away? That over 100 years I showed my animals there when I was a kid at 8 years old. Wow. Are you kidding me? You're going to sacrifice all... Now, that's cancel culture right there, okay? You're bringing in money and getting rid of a positive event that, you know, is for kids and families and you know, it's sad the animals are down there when it's hot and stuff, but they had it set up pretty good. And they used to have horse barns when I was doing it. We had our horses there and our ponies. We used to show them. I got first blue one day with my little cream-colored pony, Beauregard. When he was little, this guy called him Lightning. And so we had a pony named Thunder, and then we had Lightning, but his name was changed before we got him. So how much time we got left?
We got about 4 minutes, but I found a guitar solo for you. It's actually a friend of mine, Brad Miller. Heck of a guitarist, so I'll give you a little taste
there
of that.
There you go.
Then you can say Jeff's Guitar Clinic again, you know?
Don't forget who the sponsor of this show is. Yes. I like it. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. And he plays a guitar too, man. But when you play the guitar, you're always trying to learn new stuff, right? So I watched these two guys that were performing at the fair. The first guy was, just not a good voice. And yeah, real limited, but better than me, right? So I'm kind of like, God, I should give him a tip just because I don't see anybody else bringing any up there. And then the next guy, the next day, he was pretty good. He was kind of funny, but he's talking to himself and laughing and stuff and singing to himself. And that's kind of this. But he had more skills, that's for sure. But he was kind of weird, man. They had ice cream down there, Twist, for $1. But everything's expensive now, right? Not that chocolate vanilla Twist I was getting in. $1. Maybe I'll have to go back again. I know they'll be going through. But I was telling people they're going to take the dam out. No, that's not. That's one guy looks at me and goes, well, that's stupid. You think? So, no, we're going to stop Stoughton from taking the dam out. I'm not even going to have to do anything, I guess, Jason. Seems like there's a lot of other people there, especially people that own land on the rivers and lakes that don't think it's a good idea.
They're going to fight it? Okay. Well, that's good.
I think so. If they can't get it done, then I'll get in. But, I just soon keep on keeping on. I like, I'm outside the pizza box. I don't want to get involved in any of that stuff where if there's enough people that are upset about something, then I don't need to waste my time on that. I got other places to go and other issues to push on. But not next week. It'll be a best of. But you have been tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And that's in Madison. And then also 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha, the Shaw. Caw-caw! Just in case Crudy's listening. It's funny to hear him over something that, isn't even that funny, right? Anyway, I hope you have a good week. And, spend that time with your family. I'm gonna have a great time with my best friend. And I planted 7 tomatoes, 7 different kinds. Kopke's Greenhouse.
Yeah, I saw
another
that.
Local, man.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
so
awesome.
I bought a 6-pack plus a Beefmaster. I love tomatoes, dude.
It's going to bear some fruit for you later, man.
Well, bacon tomato sandwiches, because I don't usually need any lettuce to get in the way of that. That's my favorite. Stevie Wonder to ride us out again. I kind of got a little.
This one's cash in your face.
Yeah.